holiday that, for better or worse, unites the whole planet. How did things progress from that story in the Bible, with a Jewish girl giving birth to the Messiah of Israel in a manger in the city of Bethlehem, to the modern colossus that is the Christmas holiday? How did Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, the snow sleighs, the presents and family reunions become the distinctive features of the holiday, if none of them were there at the beginning? The answers can be attributed to a chain of events, characters, oral traditions, artistic works, and an assimilation of local, especially Germanic folklore, that came together to create Christmas as the world now knows it. The evolution of Christmas, the history of the Christian holiday from the birth of Jesus to today, looks at how Christmas was originally commemorated, the various traditions that became associated with the holiday, and how the history of Christmas ended up the way it did. The ancient origins of Christmas. The origins of the holiday all began in some small Christian community in the ancient Near East, when an anonymous author wrote a narrative about a birth. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2 verses 11 to 12. His intention was certainly not to present a touching, sentimental story. For those who could listen to it attentively, it was subversive and challenging. And in the first century CE, when the vast majority of people could not read, those stories were meant to be heard and then discussed together. Without knowing it, that anonymous writer who first read the story of Jesus' birth somewhere in a corner of the Roman Empire in front of a group of Christian believers celebrated the first Christmas in history. Thus, the first way in which people celebrated and remembered Christmas was by reading and listening to the narrative of Jesus' birth in communities. The oldest accounts of the birth of the Christian Messiah are found as overtures in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, both written around 80 CE, independently of each other. Examined carefully, attentive readers will find that the New Testament contains two different birth stories with only a few points of mutual agreement and contact. Those two or three points where both narratives concur that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that his parents were called Joseph and Mary, and that his birth was because of the Holy Spirit, point to the existence of an earlier tradition from which both writers took their material. Most likely, apart from one or two circumstantial details, the Gospel writers ignored a number of facts about Jesus' birth. And if anyone had known the details, by the end of the first century CE, they had been forgotten. The tradition of writing a Greco-Roman biography, unlike a modern biography, did not focus on every aspect of a person's life, but only the most important deeds. Hence, the narratives of Jesus' birth are, in all probability, more homily than history, and more parable than fact. What can be taken from the narratives is that Jesus was born in Judea in about 4 BC, in the last days of the reign of King Herod, that his parents were peasants, and their names were Joseph and Mary. Regarding the day and month of the year in which this happened, there can be no certainty. Luke the Evangelist wrote the better-known version of Jesus' life around 80 CE. In his narrative, Jesus' family was originally from the small town of Nazareth, but had to travel to Bethlehem because there was a census. His mother, Mary, was at the end of her pregnancy when they set out on the journey. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there were so many people in the town that they could not find a place at the inn, and the couple had to use a manger to spend the night. Mary gave birth that night, and the news spread rapidly. Luke wrote, "In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is.'"